What is this one? 37? Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. A lot of violence lately.
Definitely.
A lot of stuff to get into. I don't know how much of this random crap you want to get into first. Like apparently a whole bunch of people got trampled to death in Israel, which is unfortunate, but I don't know how, what there really is to talk about. You know what I mean?
Was that the religious thing that happened?
Yeah. It killed 45 people. Pretty messed up, but I mean, really, what is there to talk about? I don't really know what happened besides apparently it was poor city planning. Too many bottlenecks, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of stuff like that in here that I don't even know if we're going to get to, but, well, we did take a week off.
Yes.
You enjoyed your time out in the hot, arid desert.
It wasn't hot when we were there. It was 70 and 80 during the day and it's cooled down to like 50, 60 at night.
That's not so bad.
No,
I mean, 80 is pretty hot, but
we picked a good time to go. And 80 was only like a couple of days while we were there. So Everybody said we were coming at the right time of year, you know, in the springtime or the fall would be the time to go.
I think we got up to like 64 recently. No, we hit 70 one day. That was pretty nice. Anyway. All right. Well, that's why we weren't around last week. If anyone who did listen. I got something here actually I wanted to talk about because I've been meaning to talk about it for a long time, but there's no way to fit it in.
All right.
You ever heard of the Gell-Mann and amnesia effect?
No.
I pulled the definition out here. I can read word for word, but basically it says you'll watch this news source that you trust, but then they'll do something that you're an expert in. And you're like, that's not true at all. But then the next segment that comes on, the same people are presenting information to you and you accept what they say as fact. And it's like, it's been studied. There's this whole thing and it's just weird. Even when you know that they're wrong, when they talk about stuff that you know what they're talking about, you still accept their assessment of other things. I don't know, I always thought that was an important thing to bring up because, I mean,
it's kind of like the people that watch Fox News or watch MSNBC, and you know, even though they hear a report from a different news source, they don't believe it.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one here is going to be funny. I wish Ray was around for this one. We're talking about Bannon. Actually, no, we'll bring that up when we bring up the State of the Union thing. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Anything that you want to talk about in particular?
No.
Well, apparently some dude in Arkansas, they found DNA results that exonerated this guy of a murder that he's already been executed for.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty. I don't trust the government to fill a pothole.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong, some people deserve to die, I think. But I don't think it's the government that gets to make that decision.
Yeah.
I think the government has too much authority in general. And I think it's ridiculous that the very people saying that the government's out of control, i.e. the police, are voting to give the government more authority.
Yeah.
You know, and centralize the police force. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Right, right. Well, the federal government wants to be in charge of the police force.
Yeah.
How can that go wrong?
Yeah, it was fun. Even funnier is I heard people talking about these people like patrolling their own neighborhoods and stuff, you know. And I said, you know, that there used to be a thing about that back in the day. They used to wear these white sheets with hoods and they would go around and they would execute people for crimes they were accused of without any evidence.
Yeah.
You know, I swear, Daddy, he raped me. Right. And isn't that what everyone wanted to execute Zimmerman for?
Yeah.
Doing armed patrol of his own neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that what we want? Is vigilante justice or, you know, not even vigilante justice. To have your first line of defense be a neighborhood watch. I'd like to be able to call in a team that knows what the hell they're doing, I suppose, if I was under attack. And I got a feeling my next door neighbor is not going to know how to handle a lot of stuff around here because they've never even seen a gun, let alone fired one, or you know what I mean? Anyway. Yeah, that was actually about, I don't even know how you highlight those things.
Oh, yeah. So there's a little highlight button up there. You just got to pick the right color.
Yeah. Oh, are you allowed to say that? Like, oh, I found out. I don't know. Maybe it's only during a live publishing, but apparently I'm only supposed to have one beer in a YouTube video.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to have this one.
One beer that
for the entire recording.
Unlimited. It's just never empty.
Well, I'll open another one and pour it into this one.
Yeah. There's always a way around it.
Always, always way around. There we go. I'll dive right into some weird conspiracy theories that have been bouncing around in my head that I know aren't necessarily true, but they sound like fun. Could you imagine if the world's governments got together and did make a big giant hoax out of this COVID thing? Don't get me wrong, it exists, but imagine they actually got together and said, this is a chance to hit the restart button. And do it over again, and not just do it again, but do it to a better place than it already is now. You know, you have some kind of, you know, great restart.
Yeah.
And we could, you know, we could build it back better.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory. It's a good thing, you know, like the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Canada, England, and someone else said it too. Who? Chancellor of Germany all said something about the Great Reset and build it back better. And yeah, I don't know, man. It kind of seems like they're tanking the economy on purpose.
Right.
And they just keep printing money and printing money. And the weirdest things are happening on the market that don't make any sense. None of this stuff is being driven by actual profits being made by these companies.
Yeah.
Have you seen the cost of lumber?
I know it's gone up.
Almost 200%. It's insane. I mean, you can't buy building materials. You can't build anything. You can't do anything. And I think people are starting to realize that if no one's going to work in building things, there aren't things to buy. And go figure, once people start noticing that, because people started complaining about their like grocery bills and gasoline and stuff.
Yeah. Well, definitely went up. And I love every time somebody posts that last year and this year meme, you know, about how gas prices went up.
Yeah.
Facebook puts the tag on there. Not all the information's there. Biden didn't raise gas prices tag, you know.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, exactly. It's like, but they didn't say anything about Biden. They just said, this is the date and this is the cost of gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, actually. I got fact checked by Facebook today for a post I did a year ago. And it bothered me because it would have come up in my like a year ago timeline.
Yeah.
And I got a fact check thing on it. I was like, what the hell? So I clicked on it to see what it was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make a single statement of fact. I simply had a series of questions that I would like answered concerning COVID. And it was labeled as false and misleading. Like I didn't make a single claim. I asked only questions.
Well, I have issues with Facebook's automated features too, because like I post ads for, you know, to hire people, and they come back and say that my post is discriminatory when the automated system is. But then if I put it through for review, then they'll accept it. And these are ads that I'm actually paying for, you know. I'm paying Facebook to run these ads to get it out to more people, and they don't want to run the ad, but they... After when I have an actual live person look at it, then it gets approved. It happens to me all the time. It's stupid.
I never click on any ads on Facebook.
I don't either. But you know, I do click on some of the comments because I love reading the comments on the ads.
But I mean, half the stuff you see on Facebook and the ads is a scam.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I see something that looks interesting, I'll go and like look it up somewhere else and see if I can find it. I keep seeing this mini excavator, like digging holes that you can drive through, like your the hole in your fence. They said, they're like, oh, it's only like $700. Nope, that's a bunch of bullshit. Does not exist.
Not in real life.
They'll take you $700 though.
I bet they will.
Here we go. Let's go to this fact checker thing. Oh, you got more conspiracy theories about how they're intentionally collapsing the economy of every major nation on the planet.
No, I think that's definitely happening. I agree with that conspiracy theory. You know, it's like the COVID thing was the COVID thing, but
this is the opportunity.
A year and a half into it, you know, we should be looking for ways to get the economy back to where it needs to be, not keeping things still shut down. You know, we've got case studies now that prove, you know, there's states that never shut down. South Dakota never shut down. Florida did for a while, but they opened back up. Texas opened back up. Their case numbers are fine. You know, they still have COVID cases, but, you know, they're surviving. It's no reason to lock down the economies the way that some states are still keeping the economies locked down.
Massachusetts just lifted their, you have to wear a mask in public when you're alone, which just makes me shake my head. But it's funny because everyone's loosening all these restrictions. As they say, this virus is more and more dangerous because it's mutating so quickly. There's double mutants coming out of India. You know, and then they say,
at least in America, the problem is, there's going to be two segments of people. I saw this on my trip. You know, I was in Texas. I've been in New Mexico. You know, two totally different attitudes about the mask, government-wise. In New Mexico, they're strict. They're still locked down. You're actually supposed to wear a mask when you're outside. Nobody does, but that's the rule. And Texas, they've lifted all the restrictions and everybody's went on with life as normal, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know, it just seems crazy. It almost seems like they're slowly giving you back bits and pieces of liberty. So you stop complaining just enough for them to keep crashing this thing down.
Yeah. Cause the governor here in Virginia just came out and said that if the numbers keep going the way they're going, they loosened up some restrictions, bars that can stay until 2 a.m. again, now things like that. They brought back bar seating, so you can actually sit at the bar again. And but he said in the next, if it stays the way it's going, they're going to list all the social distancing restrictions next month. I'm sure we'll still be required to wear a mask everywhere we go, though.
It's funny, you have to wear a mask. Like I said, until recently, even out in public alone, like on the side of the road. But you go into like the restaurant or whatever, you sit down, you're supposed to wear your mask until food shows up. If you walk in the door with one on, they don't give a crap after that point. No one cares.
No, it's the same way here and the same way in New Mexico. You had to wear a mask to sit down. But once you sat down at the table, you could take your mask off and nobody said anything to you.
Yeah, well, but even if you went to take a leak, you're supposed to put it back on, but they didn't care. And we were actually supposed to wait until we got food or a beverage served to even take the damn thing off.
Well, like I flew to New Mexico, which was a very good experience of spending 10 hours with a mask on throughout the whole day. Mm. And they would allow you to take your mask off to eat and drink, but only while you're actively eating and drinking. So I made sure when the snacks came and the soda came, that those snacks and soda lasted me a long time.
Well, it's that gets me too. It's like, oh yeah, just for eating and drinking. It's like, so you mean the most stuff is moving and my mouth is moving the most, and especially like on a plane.
Yeah,
you're in a confined space, and you give me this HEPA filter argument all you want. That thing is not so negatively pressurized; it's sucking the air out of your lungs. You know what I mean? Crying at me. I don't know, man. Just people are seeming to believe this crap less and less. More and more people are saying that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to happen. You know, I met a lot of people in New Mexico that said they were seriously considering moving to Texas just because of how crazy the governor is there on COVID-19.
Texas might be in trouble because a lot of left wing is it doing exactly that?
Oh yeah, Texas is in trouble. All the conservative states are going to be in trouble in the long run, you know, because these people move south from New York and Massachusetts and California
and bring their liberal voting tactics with them.
Yes, exactly.
Like, oh, I need to get out of here because everything's falling apart. It's a dump. You know, our politicians are garbage. Our police are murdering people because of the color of their skin. Let's go live in the woods over there and pass all the same laws and make the same procedures in place and elect the same people. So when that falls apart again, we can blame everyone else and do it again somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, have you noticed how it's not Republican run cities where you are hearing about cops gunning down black dudes for being black. Right. No, none of this stuff's happening in these Republican cities. And I don't know. It's just frustrating as hell.
Yeah.
But did you see the thing? Someone's trying to sue the Seattle police now for not responding to a call in the Chads.
But didn't they defund the police?
Not only that, but they blocked off the road with concrete barricades and declared independence from the United States.
Yeah, but I thought that was gone now. I thought Seattle finally went in and cleared that all out.
They did. This guy died back when that whole thing was going on because the ambulances could not get in because of the concrete barricades and the men with rifles. So the ambulance is like, yeah, I'm not going in there. And the dude, they're like, oh, they let him bleed out in the street. You guys declared independence. It'd be illegal for them to go in there and do anything. Not only that, but you made sure they didn't come in and help. They're looking to sue the city now. And judging by the way things go, and they're probably going to give them, about $27 million?
Yeah, it'll be something stupid like that.
That's what Floyd's family got, right?
Yeah.
Before the criminal trial even finished. Wouldn't you at least wait to find out what happened in the criminal trial before you handed out a wad of money?
Yeah.
Speaking of, the other three cops from that crime scene got arrested. Basically for standing by and watching, not doing anything about it.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the feds had a secret plan to arrest the dude if he was acquitted, too. Like, on the courthouse steps.
Well, I mean, you got on here that, you know, odds are this is going to be... Ray's not coming on. His wife made plans for him.
All right. Yeah, the other thing I got in here is about the juror lied.
Yeah.
About his activism ties.
Well, some of the jurors, I think, voted the way they voted because they were just scared of what would happen if they didn't convict him.
Hold on a second, man. I'm going to pause for a second. At the daughter bedtime, I had to say goodnight and everything, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, apparently he said something about how he wasn't there for the George Floyd protest. He was there for the Martin Luther King Jr. thing, even though he was wearing a shirt that said, "Get your knee off my neck." And then he claimed that he didn't remember even owning that shirt. And they found like YouTube video of him wearing it, talking about it. It's like, come on, man. They actually YouTube video of him saying, "We need to get on the jury and control this." It's just that and the prosecution doing exactly what the judge told them not to, while bringing up certain stuff. And the city doing the settlement before this all went down, and Maxine Waters. It just seems like a lot of stuff that they just let lay out there on purpose.
Yeah.
So that they can say that they convicted him, but it got overturned because of some stupid rule later.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to be blamed for it, you know?
Yep.
The guy's already looking at a bajillion years of that because I don't even know what the FBI's trying with. But that sounds like double jeopardy a little bit too, doesn't it? But
yeah, a little bit.
But I guess, you know, that is one of the amendments to the Constitution. We all know those aren't absolute. So you can't, in fact, be tried for the same crime twice. Oh, excuse me. Speaking of cops, though, see the what was the guy's name? The Rashad Brooks,
yeah.
Shoot, which one was that? See the one that when she said she didn't mean to, like she thought she tased him or whatever?
No, Garrett Rolfe, who fatally shot Rashard Brooks, was wrongly terminated. So he has to be rehired.
It's a simple fact.
Oh, crap. Oh, my bad. Stupid autoplay commercials.
That's how they get their money.
Oh, the Wendy's parking lot guy that was drunk in the drive, passed out drunk in the drive-thru. Yeah. He's still looking. He's still facing charges, but yeah, they fired him improperly, so he's going to be getting hired back. That's going to be a fun day back on the job, huh?
I don't know. They'll probably make it so difficult to him that he'll end up wanting to quit anyway.
I got a feeling any good cops in this country are going to leave in a hurry because they don't want to be accused of something no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And that's going to leave you with a bunch of untrained people that are inexperienced. And the more you defund them, the more inexperienced people you're going to have with less training because there's going to be less training money to pay for training. Mm-hmm. There you go. Conspiracy theory aisle again. Yeah. Sounds like this is something the federal government wants to happen so they can put in a federal police program, centralize it, which sounds, for some reason, people think centralizing things is going to like solve problems instead of just making them worse.
Well, the founding fathers decentralized for a reason, because they didn't want like it to be like England with the king in charge of everything, So.
That's why there were states.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Constitution doesn't mean anything anymore, though. Well, at least the amendments. But speaking of the amendments, apparently the Supreme Court is picking up a Second Amendment issue. And I think it had something to do with New York.
Okay.
Something they did, but a whole bunch of stuff's being addressed. Hmm. Well, and the sheer fact that they're addressing it is a good sign. Because otherwise they would just allow these states to infringe on people's rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the last time the Supreme Court made a Second Amendment ruling was in the mid-90s, I believe. And all they said a whole bunch of stuff was unconstitutional for them to do.
Yeah, and well, and also we've got a different court now, It's a 6-3 conservative to liberal bend now. So
really? You could say
I'll go 5-4 because Roberts is really wishy-washy. So
you call Kavanaugh conservative?
He's more of a conservative than Roberts.
Barrett's
definitely a conservative. No question.
I don't know,
man.
I don't know. I don't think these guys are gonna. I don't. They were better choices that they could have been. That's for sure.
Uh huh.
But as soon as they made a judgment or whatever, after Trump put a handful of them in, they went the other way than he thought they were going to, which, don't get me wrong, they're under no obligation to do anything he wants.
No.
Actually, that's kind of why they're separate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that just, I don't know, just tells me that they weren't necessarily thinking the same way Trump was when he put them in, which might be a good thing, depending on who you are, I suppose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shoot. I wish I had looked this up. I thought I had a link there, but whatever. I don't care enough. And you see Jenner is running. We mentioned that, didn't we? Jenner's running for governor.
Yeah.
Jenner's about as Republican as Schwarzenegger.
Well, I mean, look at the state we're dealing with here, California. So
that's why I brought up Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets elected, he is left, he's right of Newsom, basically. Not much right, but he's righter than Newsom. So, it is what it is.
Well, Jenna just got a real rough ride from a bunch of people saying that biological boys should not be able to compete in girls' sports.
But it's true.
Yeah, it's funny because I brought something about that on Facebook the other day. and just made a point with a picture like Brock Lesnar. I was like, what happens if this person decides they're a woman tomorrow and wants to fight in a cage against a woman, you know? But yeah, I don't know. See, that's a murky situation because there's not enough transgender folk to create their own league to compete in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what would you do? Make them default to the men's division?
I mean, it depends on their gender at birth, you know?
Well, if you're a female and you decide you want to become male and start taking testosterone and everything, you're still going to be allowed to compete on the women's soccer team? Because the other women aren't allowed to take steroids.
Testosterone.
I don't know. It should be interesting to see what happens out there with Jenner. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen, but you're right. She's only a little bit right of Newsom anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I got a feeling in general, the people of California are pretty fed up with what's going on.
Yeah. So I think he's got a decent chance of winning, but, you know, don't count on big things to change just because he gets elected. Just, it's not going to happen, you know.
It's a huge state.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it really, California should split into two states.
Oh, yeah, because the northern part of the state is very conservative. And it actually could be three states, because if you go west of Los Angeles and get out into the farming areas,
yeah,
that's a conservative area, too. So,
well, yeah, I mean, who wants to put all that effort and money into farming to have someone say, we're going to tax you at 20%, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And make you eat the cost of...
Or you don't get any more water for your plants because the fish need all the water, you know?
Well, more than once, California has voted to divert water from farms to the cities so the people could take longer showers in the cities. Yeah. And then the cost of food went up. They started screaming like, these guys have to give it to us for free.
Right.
It's like you killed their crops and now you're mad that there's no food for you to eat.
Yeah.
People don't, for whatever reason, people don't put these things together.
No, they don't put two and two together like that.
Like the whole, if no one's going to work making things, there won't be things to buy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then they hand you money. Where'd that money come from? You know what I mean? They give you a check for, you know, $2,400. They get ready for another stimulus check, aren't they?
No, I haven't heard anything about one. Biden's been in the process of trying to push his big infrastructure bill through that has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure.
Yeah, $3 trillion, something like that. 2.3, yeah. Something like that.
And they're talking about using budget reconciliation to do it again.
You mean basically we're going to ignore a whole bunch of stuff in the budget and so that the numbers say different things?
Well, yeah, if you can prove that budget reconciliation can be used, you don't have to have 60 votes to stop the filibuster. You just need a simple majority to pass it through the Senate.
I just don't understand where this money is going to come from. I don't. The value of the dollar is already disappearing, and I don't know where it's going. It looks like it's all going into crypto, which is weird.
Yeah.
Keep thinking about getting into it, but I don't know enough about it. I'm terrified. I should learn about it. I've still got a bunch of silver, but that's been sitting stagnant for a while, about $26 an ounce.
Yeah.
I thought for sure the silver and gold would move.
My brother's big into Dogecoin, you know. But
Doge?
I don't even think that's right. True crypto, though, you know.
No, it's not. Actually, it's designed to inflate. But over a certain amount of time, so much, so it's under control. Dogecoin is fun because it does weird stuff, but do not trust that as a place to secure your wealth.
No.
I keep thinking of Ethereum, I think, is the one I think that's the name of it.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I like that idea, and I like Bitcoin, but I'm afraid of, I don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? It's like, not that I'm looking to spend it or even probably just sit on it, but...
But at some point, you're going to need to get it out of there and be able to spend it at some point, you know, in life. And that's the issue right now is, you know, there's not a lot of places that are accepting cryptocurrencies for purchases of yet.
Many places do, and many people do private transactions with it, but...
Yeah. And I know there's there's banks actually starting to realize that there's a place for cryptocurrency, and there's actually going to be exchanges set up in the near future where you're going to be able to do, you know, using a major bank, pull the money out of your Bitcoin, pay what you need to pay, and, you know, with a bank's involvement. So,
or basically sell it to the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of peer-to-peer with crypto. But if we're if crypto is gaining popularity because people are afraid that the entire economy is going to fall apart, electricity is going to be one of the first things to go. And only people that know what the hell they're doing are able to even plug in and turn on a computer, let alone move currency around electronically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I'm expecting everything to fall apart like that, generators and everything, but you still need gasoline.
Yeah.
And if no one's mining petroleum and making gasoline,
right,
then the guy who does, he's doing well enough anyway because he's selling gasoline to people for carrots and apples and eggs, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's important to know how to do things. When the world does fall apart, everyone laughed at me for many years about stocking up on food and everything. I still have a mountain of food. Some kind of, they call me doomsday prepper, but... I always said, hurricanes and blizzards happen.
Oh, yeah. They happen every year.
Yeah. Yeah. This time it was like 6 months of unemployed.
Uh-huh.
Got a lot of work done in the yard, though. Holy crap. Oh. And, yeah, I got cans of food for a month still, and I've been replacing it as I go because, you know, I'm not completely broke. I'm just,
yeah,
I was just slowed down for a while.
Right.
Which, going back to work Monday.
Nice. Congratulations.
Mm.
Don't stop your disability claim.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, the VA owes your money. You got to keep plugging. You got to keep fighting.
Yeah, and I just feel like a jerk because other people actually got hurt. But, well, I say that. People got, like, their legs blown off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever. My brother's getting 100% now, and ain't nothing wrong with him. So get your money.
Yeah. What's this Stefanik thing here?
Well, she is being projected to be the number three person in line in the Republican Party in the House because it looks like Liz Cheney can't give up on Trump. You know, she's still, you know, badgering Trump. She was the highest ranking member of the Republicans in the House to vote for impeachment. So it looks like the House representatives are going to strip her of her chairwomanship, whatever you want to call it, and put this other lady in from New York in her place, which I think if they're going to strip a woman of power, put another woman in power was actually a good idea. Because then people can't say, well, you stripped a woman and put another white man in power. You know, kind of thing.
I know what you mean, but that pisses me off too, that we have to look at the sex and ethnicity of someone to decide whether or not they're fit for a job.
Well, you got to be woke now. It's all about the wokeness.
Excuse me, Coca-Cola actually just had to pull back because they actually just did a big commercial campaign about that, saying, oh, we're gonna, you know, do this, and then they their lawyers like, that was actually insanely illegal. You can't tell people you're going to make these decisions based on their skin color. They had to walk that back. Like, well, that's not, we didn't mean that. Oh, crap.
And I Liz Cheney can have her viewpoints and she should have her viewpoints, but she's from a super conservative state, Wyoming. And she's actually going to have a primary this year. Normally incumbents almost always get reelected, but there are people that are going to run against her and she very well could lose her seat in the House of Representatives, which, you know, Wyoming got to do what Wyoming's got to do, you know. They got to follow their beliefs.
Yeah, Cheney, she's what's the word I'm looking for here? Bush-era Republican, yes. I guess.
She's more of a rhino. Republican name only.
I don't even know what you call a Republican these days, because... Romney was
the Mitt Romney claim to fame of Republicans.
Well, Romney was considered like the model of the Republican Party for a long time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And now look at him. I mean, him and Cheney are basically off
the stage at places now.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
They actually had to tell the crowd to stop booing him so he could finish his speech.
That's even better. That's even worse than being Al Gore.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know who Mitt Romney is. Why did you invite him to give a speech? You know?
Because he's still a big part of the party. And that's why I think I have no idea what's going on with the Republicans. What happens with Liz here, Congressperson Liz Cheney, I think it's going to decide whether the Republican Party becomes a Trump party or a party that has whatever that, I don't know, versus following Trump somewhere. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say it, but I got a feeling that what they do here is going to depend on the direction the party goes for the next 10 years.
I mean, even if Trump doesn't rerun, he's still got a tight hold of control over the party, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. You know, the base follows Trump. The base believes in Trump, you know. So basically, he's like the E.F. Hutton of the Republican Party right now. What he says, his voters will do to a certain degree.
Trump is a blowhard jackass that's full of himself. You know this is true. I mean, you know this is true. But I think that's why I liked the idea of him in general, was because the guy's a billionaire, so you can't just buy him off.
No,
you know what I mean?
Bought him off. No.
And he just said whatever he thought. He didn't care. He didn't. This is part of the problem, was he didn't have the filters, but he didn't get 15 people that cleaned up his response. He said, "No, you're stupid. You're stupid. You are fake news." You know?
Yeah.
And I like that.
I didn't agree with everything he said and did, but I agreed with I voted for him because of the fact that he was not a politician.
That's exactly what I mean.
A politician. That's his claim to fame with a lot of the voters, as they wanted somebody that, you know,
something different.
Something different.
And look what the swamp did.
They swallowed him up and spit him out.
And I get a lot of people didn't like the guy. Like I said, I mean, he's obviously full of himself. Every building he builds, he puts his name on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
but I mean, well, who runs for president that isn't full of themselves?
Right.
You have a giant ego if you're running for president, the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what he could do if he was kind of let's do more stuff, but he definitely needs to be kept in check, because I got a feeling that things could get very out of control quickly if Trump was left unchecked.
Uh-huh.
But that's just because he thought he could step in and run it like a business.
Yeah, and he thought that within 6 months, people would understand what he was trying to do, and they would just fall in line and let him do it. He was shocked that he got as much opposition as he did in the long run.
Like I said, I'm going back to work Monday. There's a dude I work with there who is certain that he paid more tax under Trump when his return came. He's like, I got less of a return. I was like, yeah, okay, you got $500 less return. He goes, yeah. I was like, but you got an extra $100 a week for 52 weeks.
Right.
He's like, that's so? I was like, oh my God, you got so much more money.
Yeah.
He just didn't understand the logic. And I was like, all you do is adjust your returns, and you could have got a bigger return if you wanted. You know what I mean? I was like, this way you got more money in your pocket and you gave the government less of an interest-free loan.
Yeah, because people don't understand that, you know, when you're having withholdings, you know, everybody's all excited about that big return at the end of the year, you know. How much interest did the government pay you to have your money for the whole year?
Zero.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I thought student loans were interest through the government were interest-free.
No, they're not.
They're not. Okay. They're low rates, though.
Yeah, usually 5-6%.
Oof, that's not particularly low, but all right. All right, well, speaking of Trump, he got his Facebook banned.
I was going to go there if you didn't, because I figured Trump to Trump, you know.
I got a good laugh about that.
Because Facebook tried to pawn off this thing onto their
Zuckerberg.
Their committee, you know, and the committee is like, No.
They kicked
you can,
it.
You can ban them if you want, but you're the ones that's got to set the time frame and the reasoning. You violated your own ban, your own rules in the ban.
Yeah, he's like, we'll let it go because you own the company. It's like, but why'd you bother hiring us?
Yeah.
They just kicked it right back to him.
But, I mean, I personally don't think he should have a permanent ban, you know, but that's my opinion, you know.
If we're going to do this private company thing, we need to apply this across the board. You know, if my private company can do whatever it wants because it's a private company, then we need to stop getting upset when a baker won't make a cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or the club won't let the black woman in, or yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because if it's a private company can do what they want, this is actually why we have stuff set up, so that you're not allowed to do this stuff to people.
Right.
And you can make the argument, well, he's just a jackass. It's easy enough to call any one individual a jackass on a case-by-case situation.
Yeah.
If I genuinely hate Asian people, I can find an excuse with every single Asian person trying to come into my store to kick them out.
Yeah.
That's why we have laws saying you can't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, I think DC is the only one that has a law saying you're not allowed to discriminate based on political party.
Okay.
Well, not state, the only municipality. All right. Well, tell me about the State of the Union, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch it because I really...
I didn't either. I think I watched like 5 minutes of it. I had to turn it off because it was so boring.
Yeah. I usually watch them. I don't think I watched last year's because of COVID. I was like, obviously, everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
Last year, this time.
It was pathetic, you know, and it was a lot of virtual signaling. You know, there was only like 200 people allowed in the huge chamber of the House of Representatives, which usually it can seat like 700-800 people in there, you know, between the House. Normally it'd be the whole House and the whole Senate in there. And so they were social distancing. And then the whole time that Biden was speaking, Kamala Harris was wearing a mask behind him.
Pelosi too, right?
Nancy Pelosi. And they're all fully vaccinated. They're in a member of Congress that hasn't gotten their shot. And both of them, everybody's fully vaccinated now. There's absolutely, even according to the CDC, there's no reason for fully vaccinated people to be wearing a mask the whole time.
I love it too. They're like, oh, these vaccines are like 95% effective. And I'm like, if it's 95% effective, then what are you worried about me for at all? I was like, because if it's 95% effective and most of the population already has it, that means there's going to be fewer people that get it, period. And so that means there's less chance you're going to come into contact with it. And there's only a 5% chance you'd be able to catch it anyway from that person.
Right. It was just ridiculous, you know. And then he was hemming and hawing about, you know, Build Back Better. He was talking about his $3 trillion infrastructure plan. And
so, okay, I have to bring it up again. Where is this money going to come from? Are we seriously just going to print it out of thin air?
He's talking about getting it from big corporations. He's going to raise the capital gains tax again. He's going to raise the corporate tax rate again.
So there goes every dollar I've invested into anything that's not the U.S. dollar is going to be worth less money if I want to turn it into something I can use.
Yeah.
If I want to sell gold or silver, I have to pay an even bigger tax now. Didn't Obama already make it like 40% for the highest category of capital gains?
And then Trump lowered it down to like 35%. So
it's still nuts. If I want to sell $1 million worth of palladium, why should the government get 20%? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Trump had the plan in place where a lot of the corporations move money back from overseas. You know, and that's another thing he was bitching about, you know, is like Apple. All these places are keeping a lot of their money offshore because they don't want to pay double taxes on it. You know, a lot of people use Ireland. A lot of people use Sweden, the Netherlands. They're
Canaries.
All, yeah, exactly. The Canary, you know, Cayman Islands, you know.
Hmm.
So Trump tried to give people an incentive to bring their money back to the U.S. by taxing it less when they brought it in that first time.
Yeah, he gave him like that amnesty thing. Like, if you bring your business back now, we're not going to tax the crap out of you. But as soon as you don't, we're going to hit you with a tariff. But
Biden's a typical liberal. He's got liberal beliefs, thinking he can solve all of America's problems by taxing people, taxing the rich more, you know?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, at least he's not doing an income tax gain increase as a way to tax the rich. He's doing an income tax increase, right?
I think eventually he'll try that. I think that'll...
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he said if you make less than $400,000 a year, you won't pay a penny in income tax. He got the funny thing is he got fact checked and they didn't say he was wrong. They said he misspoke.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, Biden, he said if never, I made less than $500,000.
Biden never gets the same fact check treatment that Trump ever got, you know.
I was like, he said if I make less than $500,000 a year that I'm not going to pay tax. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
I make less than $100,000 a year and I pay income taxes.
Yeah.
And I make just enough to be in that next bracket up. Which makes me take an extra like 4 or 5 days off a year and not get paid. It sounds weird, but I actually make more money that way over the course of the year by not quite break through that next tax bracket.
Right.
Actually, it's a significant amount of money, how much less I pay in tax between Massachusetts and the United States.
Massachusetts loves the tax.
Hmm?
Massachusetts is a big tax state.
We've known him as Taxachusetts for a long time.
Yeah.
Jeez, I forgot about all this other stuff up here. I was looking at all the stuff down bottom. There we go. Giuliani. What the hell? How did that not come up already?
Well, I thought we would talk about cigarettes. Sure. As part of the State of the Union, real quick.
That's right. That was part of the State of the Union. I apologize. When he's going to ban menthols?
Yeah, because that's the cause of all the world's problems in the United States.
I wish I had heard the entire quote, because I would have loved to hear him explain how menthol cigarettes are racist. Oh, I would have loved to hear it. Because it's always funny when they use a stereotype that's racist itself.
Yeah.
To say something else is racist. Like when they say like math is racist because black people have trouble doing this. It's like, what did you just say? ID to vote is racist because black people are too stupid to get an ID or don't know how to get an ID. Or
you know, in order to buy cigarettes, you got to not have an ID. So, I mean, if black people are buying the menthol cigarettes.
If you're in such a tight spot that you can't get identification, you're probably not doing anything besides worrying about surviving, let alone voting at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's terrible at times, but if you don't even have ID, it means you probably live under a bridge. Right?
Yeah.
And that's me. And they're not going to vote, and you know they're not.
No.
And wouldn't every single argument about the voter ID apply to a firearms identification, any kind of permit or license for it?
Yep.
Sorry to get way off topic that quickly, but that's something that's bothered me for a while, is that no one ever brings that up.
It's stupid.
Well, it's because the Republicans are spineless and they haven't done shit in God knows how long. They have plenty of chances to make a stand on stuff and they don't.
Yeah.
So I was excited and hoping Trump would change the party up, but all he did was let a whole bunch of people in this country know that you're not the only person pissed off at a lot of what's going on. I think that's good that a lot of people now look around and see that not everyone is just mindlessly going along. I mean, I like some of his tax stuff, but like I was pissed off about his bump stock ban.
He was caving to the people on that.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be the guy that didn't, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's gonna get worse now. Biden's trying to ban all kinds of crazy things on weapons.
Well, yeah, he's trying to ban anything over a 10-round magazine, right?
Yeah, and ghost guns. Okay. We're trying to reclassify the name of the ghost guns so that they can be banned more.
But the ghost gun means it doesn't have a serial number. That's what it means, which basically means you either filed it off illegally or built this thing yourself. You're allowed to build your own weapon in this country. I know it sounds weird, but you can build your own shotgun. people do it. Oh, people print them on 3D printers. Like, how are you going to stop that from happening?
Ban printers.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the programs are already out there for free on the internet. Download for free and just hit print. You're not going to be able to make this stuff go away. No. And what are you going to do? Are you going to tell me we're going to get rid of all the police? And then you're going to take away everyone's firearms? What are you going to do when someone does kick in your door with a gun? You know what I mean? You're not calling for help. You're not getting your gun.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got something more about the State of the Union? I know there's a lot more to talk about. I just...
Boring and stupid and the typical liberal speak throughout the whole thing, you know. But my big thing was, you know, that everybody's wearing a mask and... You know, and there was only 200 people allowed into the actual auditorium. So.
Even CNN said that the it was worse than anything Trump did for State of the Union. And didn't Ted Cruz fall asleep?
I don't know.
It's funny. I heard someone, it might have been Rachel Maddow, said something about how disrespectful it was. And I was like, really? You don't think this is more of an indictment of how boring this guy is?
I bet Nancy Pelosi didn't rip up his speech at the end that's supposed to be going to the National Archives.
That would have been good. I would have, you know, what's even, I would have liked it even better if there was a Republican up there who actually did tear it up and watch him get arrested. So Giuliani got raided by the feds.
Yeah, it was coming. They're still looking for a way to get to Trump.
What was about this Ukraine stuff? And he's like, you notice how they did not take the Hunter Biden laptop?
No.
It was, oh, you did all this stuff. He's like, no, I offered you all of this evidence already. Like, I tried to give it to you. You said, no, thanks. Now you're going to kick in my door and take everything else instead?
Yeah, because they're still trying to get to Trump. It's not about really Johnny. It's all about Trump. It is.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I'm going to quote Tyrion Lannister here. When you tear a man's tongue out, you do not prove him a liar. You simply prove that you're afraid of what he may say.
Exactly.
And I mean, his neighbor saw them bring out a bunch of stuff. I haven't heard anything about it since. So I'm guessing they found nothing. But they also raided some lady's home in Alaska. You see that?
Yeah.
The one they thought was the one who stole Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah, that worked out well for him.
Well, turns out she was reported by an airline flight attendant who didn't like how rude she was. So this woman said that she was the one who stole the laptop. And they showed pictures of the person who stole the laptop and the other woman the same day because she was in D.C. Mm-hmm. Definitely not the same person. I just laughed my ass off. Like, the FBI didn't look at this first. Like, they they arrested her and they cuffed her and held her on the side, you know, off to the side and went through her entire house. It's like, this is what we want to do. We want to federalize the police so we can have this happen. Yeah. You're flying from DC to Alaska. I don't know about you, man, but I think the cop who lives in the same town as me is less likely to shoot me than the cop who gets put anywhere in the country as a federal program. Not to mention it's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, you've worked for the federal government before.
Yeah.
They were not exactly cost effective from one station to the next, were they?
No.
You didn't work at one place for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, you usually did one spot for 3 to 5, and then they'd send you to the other side of the planet for 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly cheap to fly here across the country every, you know, for every new station every 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the FBI does that, don't they? They move them around.
They move around all the time.
So you don't get too comfortable with the area or whatever.
Yeah.
You stay cold and separate. Yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about a minute ago.
You were talking about the FBI.
Federalizing anything doesn't make it better. It just makes people more cold and detached. And that's been a big argument we're saying, is that the cops are already cold and detached. You know, if the cop, now granted, like New York City is different because it's, or any major city really, it's different. But like this little town here, I, you know, I mean, I know the police here. They live in my town with me. Uh-huh. Right, you know, I played youth baseball with some of the cops' kids. When they actually know you, they're less likely to engage you in a dangerous manner if they actually know who you are, especially if you're not a dangerous person.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you get into cities, even Newport News in Hampton, Virginia, they're a little too big that the cops don't necessarily live next to you, but they still live amongst you, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
Versus the guy moved in 6 months ago, he's going to be here for 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
I got something here about Don Lemon being contradicted by one of his guests about slavery and everything. I think this is the one. I'm not even going to bother clicking on it, but I think it's the one they brought up, the Three-Fifths Compromise.
Oh, brother.
Well, it's bothered me a lot because I've seen it more and more lately coming up. Yeah. Well, you got a lot of people saying that this is a way that to only count, you know, a slave is 3/5 of a man. And you know, and all this other stuff, and it was a way to give him congressional power. And I was like, no, but it was actually the exact opposite. It was the states that wanted freedom for everyone said you're not allowed to count your slaves as people on your census,
mm-hmm.
so you don't get extra congressional representation. You get a lot of people don't seem to realize that Congress members are directly related to the number of people that live in that state.
Yeah, and we didn't bring up the change.
New York just lost one?
Census.
Oh. What? Oh, okay. New York State just lost another congressman.
Yeah. And so did California.
So there's enough people leaving that they're losing congressional representation.
Yeah.
Well, this is good, I think. And hopefully they're not all moving to the same place. Hopefully they're spreading out. Texas, so that New York
gained a seat, Florida gained a seat, Michigan lost a seat.
Which way does Michigan tend to vote? I know they got Whitmer in the governor's seat, right?
Unfortunately, they're because of Detroit, they're voting more liberal, just like every other place. I mean, 95% of the state is conservative.
Say, but the state's huge.
Yeah,
but how many people really live in Michigan? You know what I mean?
Quite a few.
Oh, quite a few. I'm assuming more than Massachusetts, but I don't know. Is it like? Well, Detroit's probably got several million people, huh?
Yeah.
Probably tens of millions. And Boston, as much as people think Boston is a big city, it is not. You can walk from one side to the other in under a day. And that's including hitting all the sights along the way on the Freedom Trail.
Yeah.
Finished your work?
Yep, checking in on a beer.
All right. I'm just teasing you. Did you see this New York radio host?
Mm-mm.
She apparently was drinking wine and taking shots of vodka through her show, talking about F the police the whole time, and ended her show with F the police. Oh, on her way home, ran over and killed a police officer. Now, I read reports saying this man was thrown 150 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that. To throw someone that high in the air, she would have to have been going like 70 miles an hour. And if that's the case, well, don't even hurt. Actually, I think there's a picture there if you click on the link. Her car's pretty jacked up. But that would make me think that like she knew that there was an accident somewhere, there was going to be a cop there, and intentionally got licked up to be able to do it. But that just seems nuts to me. See if I can find... Of course. What's up with those? See these stupid pop-up ads. That should be you got to click here to read the rest of the article. But as you go to
create an account
with Daily Wire,
yeah,
I'm not now. See now it's forcing me to. I guess I used up my free Daily Wire.
But viewings. I hardly ever looked at the Daily Wire, you know, and it wants me to create an account.
I don't have an account, but they usually give you so many. So many viewings a month or whatever. A lot of newspapers do that, though.
So, well, from what I can see on the article was she got stopped by the police, blew a .15 BAC.
Oh, Jesus.
More than 2 hours before the incident. And then she ended up hitting a cop. I don't.
How was she possibly behind the wheel to blowing what did you say, 0.15?
Yeah, that's nearly double the legal limit, and that was before she actually hit the cop.
Why wasn't she arrested on the spot after blowing that?
Probably because she was a media person, you know. Whoever let her go is going to be in trouble for letting her go.
Yeah, it's even worse. They're going to blame the cop.
Yeah.
She apparently is pro death penalty too. By the way.
Well, she's in New York, so she ain't getting the death penalty.
No. Well, New York doesn't even have one, do they?
No.
California does, but what does that terms does that make?
Well, Virginia got rid of theirs, so.
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Oh, I thought it was like.
Well, we haven't done the death penalty in like 2 decades.
Oh, so. It's like California.
Yeah. It's on the book. It was on the books, but nobody has done anything with it.
Yeah, aren't they still waiting to execute Manson in California?
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
No, if that's the case, then if you're not going to do it, don't have it on your legal system. You know what I mean? Because one, you get extra appeals on death row.
Yeah, because the justice system doesn't want to screw up and kill the wrong person like they did someplace else.
In Arkansas. Yeah, you get so many. Well, exactly. You get so many. If you're not going to do the execution, don't give them the extra 15 appeals.
Yeah.
Because it just costs the taxpayers a ton of money.
But what costs the taxpayers more? Keeping them in prison for the rest of their lives?
Executing them costs more money.
Huh?
Executing someone costs more money.
Okay.
Studies have been done through the appeals process. It's one thing to it costs almost nothing to keep someone in prison, believe it or not. We feed them garbage and very little of it. You have to pay some security guys. But when you fund a defense for someone to get 5 or 6 trials and it takes 20 or 30 years for this to happen, mm-hmm. And now you got a defense team and you're bringing in judges and you also have to take into account the jurors that have to take time off of work. And all sorts of stuff happens, and it sounds weird, but not to mention how many doctors can you find in this country that are willing to give a sodium pentothal injection to anyone?
You can't even get those drugs anymore.
Okay, well, whatever the lethal injection drug is these days, like doctors won't do it anymore because they're like, you know, I took this oath to do no harm. So you have to pay the ones that will do it, get to pay them a crap ton. But yeah, anyway, that was, of course, that information might have changed. This was a report I did in like high school and I graduated high school in 1, so yeah, I don't know, she's looking at a long time in prison. That'll be fun to see what happens with that.
Yeah,
I wonder, do you think she'll go to jail or prison? Yeah.
She's going to jail. I mean, she blew a 0.15 and then killed a cop along the road, but there's going to be a cop going to be in trouble too. They may not go to jail, but they're going to lose their job process.
Does New York have a felony murder law?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
If they do, is DUI a felony in New York?
If you kill somebody, I would think so.
Well, that's not how felony murder works. Felony murder works is if someone dies in the commission of a felony, becomes murder. Even if you didn't do it, like, for example, if you and I rob a bank and you're driving the getaway car and I shoot someone in the bank, you're guilty of felony murder. You helped in the commission of the felony.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if her driving was a felony in itself. And if would that make this a murder case?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they won't try her on that. She's not a cop.
You'll have to follow it and see where it goes.
It's going to disappear and no one's going to hear anything about it. You hadn't heard about it until you saw it in here, right?
No.
No one's going to hear about it. It's just going to disappear. Hey, who's that Fox News lady who got in a ton of trouble for telling that basketball guy there to shut up and dribble?
I don't know.
Ah, crap. I keep wanting to say K Kellyanne Conway, but she was like part of the actual party, right?
Yeah, it would maybe.
See, I don't watch enough.
No, she went to. Oh, really? She left Fox and went to NBC, and she left NBC and started a podcast. Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly wasn't Shut Up and Dribble, was she?
I don't know, but that's the only female I can think of that would say something. Oh,
she was blonde, and she was one of the older ones that was on. She, like I said, I haven't watched Fox News in so long. I haven't watched any
Laura Ingraham.
Thank you. Oh God, you just typed in Shut Up and Dribble, didn't you?
Yes. That's that what easy. The internet's for.
That's exactly what it's for. But it just made me laugh because he just like he finally commented on his Micaiah Bryant thing, you know, the big target on that cop. He said, I fueled the wrong conversation about Micaiah Bryant. That's okay, it is Bryant. But it's not what it sounds like. It sounds like he's saying, oops, I made a mistake. But he's saying he drew attention instead of attention to her trying to kill someone. He should have drawn attention to her upbringing and the fact that she was in a foster home, even though her mother. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of. It's like, come on, man. It's like, I get.
Well, this situation. Is the problem that we've elevated these sports stars to
an actors
level, you know, and it's like we got to listen to every word they say and their beliefs. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I still quote Yogi Berra. I'm not sure how. Well, I would say I don't know how familiar you are with baseball, but he had some good ones that were really stupid and weird. Like, it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But he always had goofy, weird things that didn't make sense. But LeBron James keeps stepping in a giant political turd every time he says something like this because he doesn't even wait 5 seconds to find out what happened. And I mean, even O.J. Simpson had to tell him to shut up and pay attention.
And the problem is that the media just swallows it up whole, you know, all hook, line, and sinker, you know. They're all, oh, LeBron James said this. That's got to be the way the whole black community believes, you know.
That's something that's bothered me a lot. And apparently, when I bring it up here in Massachusetts, I'm called terrible. Apparently, it makes me racist here for saying this. But how is treating an entire ethnicity of people as a single thought process, a hive mind, a monolith, not? I was like, how is that not racist?
It is.
And, you know, and then I was like, oh, Trump supporter. And I was like, okay. I don't know what makes you think I'm a giant Trump supporter. Just the fact that I said I don't like what you said doesn't mean I am, and they go show me once where Biden ever said anything that made it sound like this ethnicity was a monolith. And I was like, sure, if you have trouble picking between me and Donald Trump, you ain't black. I was like, and he did this on Charlemagne the God, like, One of the biggest morning radio shows in the country.
Well, Rush Limbaugh went on Charlamagne the God.
Who did?
Rush Limbaugh.
Did he?
Yeah.
I bet that was an amazing episode.
And try to explain his beliefs to them.
Charlamagne's usually pretty cool. Charlamagne the
God actually kind of understood it a little bit. But
didn't agree with him, but.
The other co-hosts on there, they just shut him down right away. And was like, no, you don't, you know, you're white. You don't understand where we're coming from, you know.
I can accept that argument, but you have to flip the coin over and saying, yes, I don't know what it is to be in your shoes, but you don't know what it's like to be in my shoes. And you can say I do because I can see it, but then I can say the same thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like it still drives me nuts that I had a fucking princess telling a billionaire how they're oppressed and I'm an oppressor. And it blew my mind hearing a princess and a billionaire tell me that I'm oppressing them.
Right.
And this didn't blow anyone else's mind except for mine.
Yeah.
I was like, she's a princess.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's because you're white. You just don't get it. I was like, I swear to God, Meghan Markle is a white person. I do not believe she is not white. I'm darker than she is, dude.
Well, maybe Elizabeth Warren will be able to shed some light on the subject. It might be the high cheekbones, you know.
No, what's even worse is the tribe she claimed to be a part of. I actually have lineage in that tribe. I mean, not enough for me to claim to be Abenaki, but I actually do have some. Elizabeth Warren is the whitest human being on the planet. No, the average human being is more Neanderthal than she is American Indian.
Right.
They just one 1,064th, and she's like, oh, here it is. Like, oh my God. It's like, it means like 12 generations ago, someone was half something. You know what I mean? Oh man, her saying stupid stuff is funny, and AOC is always funny, but I've given up even trying to follow her.
Yeah,
the stupid stuff that comes out of her mouth, saying how many lives Planned Parenthood has saved, and I'm like,
how is that possible? They're big on killing babies.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done trying to protect anyone. I'm done playing any kind of moral game. No. Let's give them what they want. Let's go ahead, and I'm not kidding you, let's reach into our pockets and fund Planned Parenthood and watch this entire political party exterminate themselves in three generations.
Yep. That's what will happen.
Which, I'm fine with that at this point. It's one thing, it's with people running around killing each other. If you want to kill yourselves and not reproduce, at this point, I'm done. That's fine. There's already too many people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, carbon, greenhouse gases. Right, we need fewer cars, less people farting, less people eating cows that fart.
Yeah,
let's let them exterminate themselves, and you know what? Let's let COVID run wild and kill as many people as it can too. The world's too damn populated. This is what Greta Thunberg keeps telling me, anyway. Right?
Oh, she's not the spokesman anymore. She's too old.
Oh, that's because she's legal age now, and you're allowed to make fun of her.
Yeah.
Saw something about that recently, actually. And it said something about Greta and like how everyone's just making fun of her. And I was like, she's a legal adult who intentionally put herself in the public eye.
Yep.
She's fair game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're picking on a disabled kid. I was like, she's an adult who put herself out there. Her parents are to blame, not me, for because I cracked a joke. Because right. It said something or whatever. And I didn't even say like anything really rude. Like, okay,
and they did it for money. You know, they did it for the money. Yeah.
Well, my comment was, everyone was talking all this trash, and I just responded with, I'd hit that. Because she's legal, 18 now, or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's really easy to pick on a disabled kid and, you know, be gross. And I was like, she's a legal adult. And I could have just called her terrible names, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Inappropriate terms that don't necessarily apply, but do apply, because I'm pretty sure her IQ is below 35.
All right. I got to pause for a second.
Sorry, I'm going to go step out and take a leak.
All right.
Private school in Florida paddled this kid. Even worse is they called the kid's mother in. The kid's mother didn't speak English. So she didn't know what was going on. They start paddling her kid. It turns out he did like $40 or $50 in damage to a keyboard.
That doesn't deserve a paddling. But I mean, pretty much that's considered capital punishment. And that's pretty much for both these days.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't know of any schools that paddle kids anymore.
Yeah, I don't think even Catholic schools do that anymore.
No.
I don't think the Catholic schools even hit you in the wrist or the fingers with a ruler anymore.
Right.
Speaking of Catholic schools, it would appear that Joe Biden has all been excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
No way.
They will not give him communion.
Really? Where'd you hear that at?
Jesus. I know. I wish I had it because I didn't even think to put it on the show. Uh-huh. I saw it somewhere, but apparently several times he's been refused communion because of his stance on abortion.
Well, what about Nancy Pelosi? Are they refusing her communion too?
Well, I'm pretty sure if she actually walked into a church, she would burst into flames. Be careful talking about her. She's got like ultrasonic hearing. I'm pretty sure she's part bat. What are you doing over there, dude?
Checking in another beer.
That's not what it looked. Oh, checking in a beer. All right.
Yeah, I don't have.
Yeah, I never check in beer anymore.
I don't want to miss out on my badges.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't tried anything new in a while, and I think that's a big part of why I haven't checked anything in.
Yeah, well, like, I just came from New Mexico, and we went to, like, 3 or 4 different breweries for dinner, and, you know, I tried different beers there and stuff, so.
See, there's a whole bunch of breweries, microbreweries up here, more than I thought there would be. Being in that little suburban area I am, you know, a little small town.
Yeah.
Remember, when I say small town, I know a lot of people don't, they think, you know, certain size. It's not a village. But my town had three other towns that joined together to make a high school.
Yeah. Well, there's only 30 people in my high school, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I had 500 to graduate, but my wife had more than that, and she was a piece of one city, you know? Oh, yeah, but there's microbreweries everywhere, and I keep thinking about going and checking them out. But I know every single one of them makes IPA, and that's pretty much it, because that's what they do now. No one's making honey blondes, no one's making Heffenweizens, you know.
If you go to what's the name of their brewery,
Summer Shandies.
No,
I love Sean's Shandy.
Brothers Brewery.
Who?
Sean's brother
Finback.
Yeah,
that's all IPA.
No, they do sours. They're doing all kinds of different things.
They do, yeah, okay. They do some sours, but they don't do like your, I'm going to sit down and bullshit with my buddies and have 3 or 4 beers. They do, I'm going to sit down and have one beer.
Okay.
That's what they make. I don't know how much Finback you've had, but it's all just too crafty. You know what I mean? I'm not always looking for to sit down and analyze a beer.
No, see, every place I went in New Mexico, I was drinking. I had like one IPA, one ale, like normally like a Saison. I was mixing it up. You know, they had a good variety out there.
I don't like IPAs. And it seems like that's the base for anything someone wants to do and experiment with.
No, I mean, I know breweries around here, you know, they do an IPA, but that's not like their main beer. So,
well, for example, Finback makes like 9 IPAs.
Okay.
Yeah, they make chocolate IPAs. Granted, they change their selection often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they got a couple of staples. Like, I'm not a good spokesman for them either, because I don't, like I said, I'm not a big fan of that style. Right. But they are very popular. They make a couple good stouts, I guess.
Yeah.
But like again, I'm not always looking to sit down and like examine a beer and take it apart and say, "Ooh, yeah, I like
you
this."
You just want to sit back and enjoy the beer.
Yeah. And don't plenty of times I've wanted to be like, all right, let's get a really nice beer, and you know what I mean? Enjoy for 40 minutes. But sometimes I'm just burning stuff in the backyard and I want a cold beer, you know. I could buy the cheap stuff for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I could buy the cheap stuff for this show.
Yep. I got Miller Lite for it.
Yeah, we got Miller Lite, exactly. Got something about that 7-year-old that was shot somewhere.
It was from McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't remember what the whole thing was. Oh, yeah, I remember some of it. I'm not going to read it, but dude, apparently it was like sitting at a McDonald's or whatever with his daughter getting a cheeseburger, and this car pulled up and two dudes jumped out and shot, I don't even know how many times, but way too many rounds, and her father survived. That poor dude.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a parent, I'd almost want to die and my child survive, you know?
Well, almost? Yes.
Exactly. Most definitely.
Yeah, just, I don't know, that's just, exactly. And, or at least both of you die, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, no one knows why it happened or what. I don't know if it's gang related or not, but we're worried about cops killing people. And yes, that is bad when people die that don't have to die. This 7-year-old girl didn't do anything wrong. She was just trying to have a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? With her daddy. And this stuff never makes the news because it's not sexy.
Right.
It doesn't get clicks. Sad note to end it on, but I do got to go. The baby has been down for about an hour, and the wife does need to finish up some schoolwork.
Okay.
So anyone who is still listening, shoot us an email at thejeffreyandbrianshow@gmail.com. If you are on YouTube watching this, you should go up to my banner, and there's a picture of a little like radio tower broadcasting. That's an audio-only version, so you don't have to have it playing in your pocket on. I meant to point this out to my HT group that I brought this up to the other day. They can get an audio only version, but I forgot. But, yeah, that's what I got. You got anything? Any last words?
No.
All right. Deuces. Rock on.